produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
This program is brought to you by River of Heaven Radio Network USA World, produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Network USA World. USA toll-free callers 1-929-477-2324. Again, that's 1-929-477-2324.
Hallelujah. 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 Glory and honor. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Welcome, welcome. Welcome, welcome. Come on in. Come on in and join us. Come on in and welcome to Leaders of Legacy Radio. Welcome to the presence of God. And this is your host, Minister Mel Bonilla, chiming in on another episode of Leaders of Legacy here. I just welcome you. I welcome all of our listeners. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for just joining us and coming in to just catch what the Lord is releasing in this hour. And we just welcome you. We welcome you. We welcome you to join in and tap right in to the presence of God, because we're just going to get right into today's teaching, just a word of encouragement that the Lord laid on my heart, and I just wanted to share with you today out of Galatians 6. We're going to be coming from the book of Galatians, chapter 6, starting in verse 9. We're going to start in verse 9. Amen. So if you have your Bibles, you can open them up. If not, you can just listen as I read. I'm just going to share one verse, and we're going to expound on that verse tonight. Okay? And it says, "Let us not grow weary or become discouraged in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap a reward if we do not give in, if we do not faint." Amen. Amen. Father, we thank you for your word, Lord. We thank you, Father, that your word is truth, that your word is light, Lord. Your word is light, Lord Jesus. Your word is light, Lord. And we thank you, Lord, for just the truth that we will receive tonight, Lord, from this one verse, Lord, that we would not grow weary in well-doing. We would not grow weary in well-doing, Lord. So I just bless your word. I bless your word. May the words of my mouth, Lord, be glorifying, Lord, to your ears, Lord, and to everyone that listens, Lord. May they be blessed, Lord, tonight. Oh God, I just thank you. I thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. So as we read the verse, you know, this word weary has been ringing over and over and over in my spirit for some time now. And I looked up what it meant. I looked up what the word weary meant. And it's quite interesting, you know, because we hear this verse over and over, and we speak on it over and over, but I don't think we really dissect it. Do we really sit and think about the word in its wholeness? The word weary, what it means to become weary, what it truly means to have weariness overtake you, you know? And the definition, I'm going to read out of two entries from Merriam-Webster's dictionary. And it says, exhausted in strength, endurance, or freshness, expressing or characteristics of being weary, having one's patience, tolerance, or pleasure exhausted. I just want you to think about that for a minute before I move on. To become weary, to make weary. To become weary, to make weary. So as we look deeper into the word, right? As we look deeper into the word and we just take a deeper look, what caught my attention and what caught my what caught my heart in regards to this was to be exhausted in strength, in endurance, and in freshness. And we know that we serve a God who is mighty in strength, who is mighty. He's mighty. And when our eyes are taken off of the Lord Jesus and we try to do things in our own strength, then we become weary because we are not capable, we are not able to fight the battles. For God's word says that the battle belongs to the Lord. But when we ourselves try to take on the issues and the heaviness of life, we bring on that spirit of weariness. We grow tired. We don't have the endurance to press through because we're trying it in our own strength. Amen. We have to be a people that are continually looking to the Lord for his strength. For his strength is made perfect in our weakness. His strength is made perfect in our weakness. So our eyes should always be looked to the hills from which our help comes from. Our help comes from the Lord Jesus Christ. He's the maker of heaven and earth. He is able. We are not. He is God. We are not. So when we try to take on the position, you know, in our own strength, then we become downtrodden. We become beaten up. We become weary in battle. We become exhausted, you know, and it says exhausted in freshness. And we know that wherever the Holy Spirit is, that there's a freshness. There's a rhema word that's released. There's a reviving of his spirit that's poured out. There's a freshness that's poured out every time the Spirit moves and the Spirit shows up, because our God is not stale. He is not stagnant. The same Spirit that rose Jesus from the dead lives in you and I. So nothing, by no means should we be lacking a freshness of the Holy Spirit of the living God, because the Spirit is alive and active in you and I. We should lack no freshness of the Spirit. There should be no room in us for weariness, because each and every day we tap into the Spirit. We tap into fresh revelation. We tap into new revelation. We tap into a new move of the Spirit, a new way of doing it each and every day. His mercy is new. His mercy and grace, they're new each and every day. His faithfulness never fails. So we don't have room for weariness when we're truly walking in the ways of the Lord. We just don't. We don't have room to feed this weariness. Do we get tired? Yes, of course. Yes, we do. We get tired. We work a lot. You know, we ministry a lot. We have our family lives, all of that. Yes, it's different when the weariness comes on you and it overtakes you. You begin to lack the expression of Jesus Christ. You begin to lack the characteristics of your Savior, of who Jesus is in your life. When weariness comes over you, you begin to lack these things. So it's more than just being tired. It's more than just having a long day. The weariness comes in. The weariness tries to overtake. It tries to defeat. It tries to clutter and bring about doubt. It tries to knock down your faith. It tries to overtake who you are and who you've been called to be and what you've been called to do. It tries to get you to doubt the promises that have been spoken over your life. It tries to get you to manifest in ways that do not glorify the Lord Jesus. This is the form of weariness. These are the things that we must be careful in not to take on, and refocus our concentration, refocus our eyes back unto the Lord. Refocus, rest, find a place where we just settle down and lay at His feet, get back into a place of worship, go to bed early, open your word, put some worship music on, just stop everything that you're doing and find yourself a place where you just lay it all down, lay at His feet, where He can breathe into you once again and break the barrier of weariness, because weariness tries to come in and just clutter. It just clutters and puts a weight on us that we were never intended to carry. We were never meant to carry the weight of weariness. We were never meant to carry the weight of weariness. We were never meant to carry it. Another form of weariness is expressed as having one's patience, tolerance, or pleasure exhausted. So when we're weary, our patience, it wears thin. Our tolerance is at an all-time low. Our pleasure is exhausted. We don't even take pleasure in the things of the Lord anymore. We must be a people that are very, very careful and walk the narrow road with our heads held high, with our faith gleaming at all times. We must be a people that take pleasure in the ways of the Lord all the days of our lives. We must be so careful not to try to do things in our own strength. Because when we do, our pleasures will be killed. They'll be snuffed out right from underneath us. The fire will be snuffed out right from underneath us. Oh, we will begin to get exhausted. We won't even find pleasure or joy in serving or doing the things of God, doing the things that are required of us. Oh, we've become so familiar with serving the Lord and doing the things that He's called us to do that we don't even have joy in it anymore. That is a spirit of weariness. That is the weariness that He warns us in Galatians 6:9, not to grow weary, not to become like, not to put on that spirit of weariness. He warns us clearly. He warns us clearly. Let us not grow weary in doing good. Let us not grow weary in well doing. For at the proper time, at the appointed time, in due season, we will reap a reward if we remain steadfast, if we remain faithful, if we remain with our eyes fixed on Him, if we remained pleasurable in His sight, taking pleasure in His law, in His commands, taking pleasure in the way that He loves us, in the way that He sees us, taking pleasure in the way that He keeps us from falling or our foot even hitting a rock. If we take pleasure in the ways that He does it. Oh, if we take pleasure and keep our tolerance at an all-time low for the things that don't move His heart. We have to keep our hearts guarded. We have to keep our hearts guarded, guarding our hearts, for out of it flows the issues of life. Out of it flows the wellsprings of life. Our hearts need to be guarded. We cannot just tolerate anything. We cannot be a people that tolerate anything that go with the crowd, that go with the flow. We have to be a people that tolerate holiness, righteousness, justice. We have to be a people that walk in the ways of the Lord. We cannot be a people that just tolerate anything and expect to just walk freely in Christ. It don't work like that. Weariness will come and try to choke the life out of you. It will try to come and choke the life out of you. Your patience will be tested. Your patience will be tested when you take your eyes off the Lord and you try to do it in your own strength. Your patience will be tested and the weariness will come. We have to be so careful in this hour. In this hour, I encourage you in this hour, if you're believing God for our miracles, continue to believe, continue to confess, continue to pray, continue to fast, continue to worship, continue to praise your way through, continue to break through the barriers, continue to press through the mountains, continue to walk through the valleys with your faith, with your faith. God is parting the seas in this hour. He is parting the Red Seas. He's making a way on solid ground. He's making a way through the desert where there seems to be no way. He is doing it as long as we remain steadfast in this hour. It may seem like all hell has busted forth over your life, over your family, in your church, in your ministry, over your health, over your children, whatever it may be, but rest assured that the Spirit of the living God, what He has started within you, He is faithful and just to bring it to completion. Do not grow weary in well-doing. Everyone, at the sound of my voice, do not grow weary in well-doing, for in due time, you shall reap a great reward. You shall reap a great reward. A great reward. God will not be mocked. He will not be mocked. His word will accomplish everything that it sent out to accomplish. Oh, be encouraged. Be encouraged today. Be encouraged today that we serve a God who is mighty in power, mighty in strength. He is not a man that He should lie. He is faithful and just to deliver above and beyond everything that we could ever ask for. He's faithful. He will do it. He will do it. He will bring the prodigals home. He will bring an abundance. He will break the poverty off of your life. He will rebuke the devourer. He will bind the sickness and release the healing. He will release the mute. He will open the deaf ears and loosen the mute's tongue that they would praise him. He will bring sight to the blind eyes. He will do it, for he is God. He is God. He is Jehovah Shammah. He is there with you in the midst where everyone has walked away. He's there. He's there. He's there. He is Jehovah Jireh, your provider. When it seems like you don't have enough, he's there. He's there. He will make a way. Weariness has no place in the life of the believer. Weariness has no place in the life of the believer. Hear me tonight. Hear me as I speak this forth. Weariness has no place in your life. And if you are weary tonight, I just encourage you to lay it down right now. Lay it down. You recognize the place where you've grown weary and lay it at the Master's feet. Lay it at the Father's feet and ask him to break it off of you, to break it off of you. To break it off of you and restore your patience, restore your tolerance, restore your pleasure for his ways, for his word, for his presence. Oh, to restore your pleasure, to give you a fresh outpouring in the Holy Spirit, to give you a fresh outpouring of fire, to give you a fresh revelation. Oh, to give you a fresh strength, a refined strength. Oh, to give you endurance in this hour to continue to press through the valleys, through the mountains, oh, through what may seem like the valley of the shadow of death. Ask him now to just pour it out on you, because he's faithful. He will do it. You can ask him whatever you desire and he will give it to you according to his will. He will show up and pour out like only he can. Where the spirit of weariness has crept in and blanketed you, where you have become discouraged, where you have thought that this is not worth it anymore, that it's not worth it. I bind up the lies of weariness right now. I bind it and break it off of your life right now. It is worth it. It's gonna be worth it. We are foreigners only passing through this world. This world is not our home. Be encouraged. And even if you don't see the promise come to pass in this world, our inheritance is the kingdom of heaven. And the kingdom of heaven, it suffers violence. But the violent, oh, we take it by force. We take it by force. So right now, take it back by force. Take it back by force. Everything that has been stolen from you, take it back by force. Take it back by force. It's yours. It's yours. It's yours. The enemy only looks. It looks like he's won. It looks like you're defeated. It looks like it, but it's not the final outcome. It's not the final outcome. You have the victory. You have the victory. You are who God says you are. You will do what God says you will do. You will accomplish everything that he has set before you to accomplish. Your family will prosper. Your family will prosper. Your marriage will prosper. Your barren womb will prosper. Your dead dreams will be revived once again. Oh, because he is not man that he would lie. Everything that he said, every prophetic word will come to pass over you. If you do not grow weary in the well-doing, you cannot grow weary in the well-doing. Be encouraged. Be encouraged. Be encouraged and speak to your season. Speak to the season that you're in. Speak to the season of weariness to end in the name of Jesus. To end now in the name of Jesus. Oh, for the spirit of heaviness, put on a garment of praise. Some of you, your breakthrough is closer than what you think. Your breakthrough is closer than what you think. Put on your praise. Your praise is your weapon. Your worship, it's your warfare. Praise your way out. Worship your way out. Hallelujah is the highest praise. Sometimes all it takes is a hallelujah to send the enemy fleeing seven ways. Use your words. Our words have the power of life and death. You have to learn to speak. Speak to the seasons that you're in. Speak to the weariness. Speak to the weariness to go and restore back the joy of your salvation. Restore it back today. Restore it back. Speak it. Speak it over yourself. Speak it over your life. Speak it over everything connected to you. That you will not grow weary in well doing. For in due season you shall reap a great reward if you do not faint. And I declare today, everyone listening under the sound of my voice, that you will not faint. Believer, near and far, you will not faint. God is within you. You will not fail. You will not fail. You will not fail. You will not fail. Do not grow weary. Do not grow weary with what you see in the natural taking place. Remember who you are. Remember who you are and whose you are. We belong to Him. We belong to Him who overcame the world. He overcame the world. He overcame everything that you and I face on a daily. He overcame it all. Therefore, you and I can overcome it all. If we do not lose heart, if we do not faint, if we keep our eyes fixed on Him. So I encourage you. I encourage you with this word. I encourage you with this word. Take the word of God and tie it around your necks. Tie it around your necks. The word of God has been written in our hearts that we would not sin against Him. The word of God is our map in these end times, in these final days that we are living, where everything seems dark and everything seems hopeless. We have the word of God. We have the word of God. There's enough hope in there to restore the fire, to restore hope to the hopeless. Oh, there's enough hope in this word that we hold so dear to set the prisoners free, to set the captives free. There's enough hope in this word that is hidden in our hearts to bring deliverance upon ourselves and upon the people that God is sending us to in this hour. So I just thank you. I thank you. I thank you, Father. I thank you, Father. And I'm going to close with this. I thank you, Father, that whom the Son sets free, Lord, they are free indeed, Lord. They are free indeed, Lord. Tonight, Lord, you break off the bondage of weariness, oh God, over your people. You break it off of your people, Lord Jesus, right now, Lord. You break off the spirit of heaviness, the spirit of grief, oh God, the spirit of weariness, oh God, the spirit, oh God, of Father God, just a lack of patience, the lack of tolerance, the lack of pleasure, the lack of feeling exhausted, beaten down, oh God, downtrodden, oh God, the lack of trying it in our own strength, oh God. I thank you that you are breaking it off of your people right now, Lord Jesus. And I pray, oh God, for a fresh wind, a fresh fire, a fresh consuming fire to fall right now, oh God, on every listener, on everyone that will hear this, Lord, maybe 5-10 years from now, oh God. God that the fire of the Holy Spirit would just burn and revive right now, Holy Spirit. Revive us, Holy Spirit, right now. To have a strength to endure to the end, a strength that endures through every trial, through every test, through every tribulation, oh God, a fire that falls fresh, oh God, the characteristics of you, Lord Jesus, the characteristics of you be released over us tonight, Lord Jesus, oh God, that we would have joy everlasting, joy in the Holy Spirit, oh God, that we would have kindness, peace, oh God, that we would put on your full armor, oh God, that we would have patience, oh God, tolerance, oh God, and pleasure in the things of you, oh, pleasure in knowing you, pleasure in being called by your name, Lord, that the joy of our salvation, oh God, that it would be restored, oh God, right now in Jesus' name. I thank you, Lord, for every listener, oh God, that poverty, Lord, is broken, Lord, off of their lives right now, oh God, that you would meet every need, Father God, right now, oh God. I thank you, Lord, that marriages are being restored, oh God, right now, Father God. I thank you, oh God, that we are a people, oh God, that are not growing weary in well doing, oh God, and in due season, God, we shall reap the reward, oh God, that you've promised to us, Lord. We thank you that your promises to us, oh God, they are yes and amen, oh God. So we stand, oh Lord, committed to you, oh God. We stand, oh God, revived, refined, oh God, and renewed in our mind, renewed in our hearts, renewed in our passion, renewed in our zeal, Lord Jesus. We just bless you, oh God. We bless you, Lord, for who you are, Lord Jesus, in our lives, Lord Jesus. We thank you. We thank you, Lord. We thank you and we bless your name. We bless every listener, Lord. We bless them. We bless them. May you make your face shine upon them. May you keep them, oh God. May you give them peace, oh God. May your loving arms, Lord, wrap around them and meet their every need, Lord Jesus. I thank you, Lord, that they are blessed in their comings, blessed in their goings, Lord Jesus, that you do in them, with them, and through them, Lord, what only you can do, oh God. And until we meet again, Lord, we leave this broadcast, God, but never your presence, Lord. Keep us, Lord, in the beauty of your holiness, Lord. We love you. We love you, Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Well, I bless you. I bless you, and I hope that you are blessed. This is Minister Mel, Leaders of Legacy, and I just pray that you enjoy the rest of your day, that you are blessed, that your soul it just prospers, and you can feel free to email us at enthronedimagelol@yahoo.com. Send us your prayer requests, send us encouragement, send us however we can stand in the gap for you. We'll be standing in the gap for you. And until we tune in on the next podcast, we just bless you and the Lord keep you. We love you and we will be praying for you. God bless you. God bless you all. And thank you for all of your support. Amen. Bye-bye.
Produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.